Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. It's Rich, and you're listening to Richmond's Morning News here on News Radio WRVA. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. So, are you allowed to throw a Subway sandwich at a cop? Jerm, if you can grab me that one soundbite from Fox News, there's a story. You might have seen it when the president first deployed federal troops to D.C., and that's the one city, without a doubt, he can deploy federal troops. The rest, you need permission from the state if you wanted to send troops into Virginia, for instance, to quell something that was going on. You have to get permission from the governor, because posse comitatus, which is something that came after the Civil War, federal troops are not allowed to enforce laws and be law enforcement on U.S. soil. The governor can declare a state of emergency. The governor can use the National Guard, but the president's not able to. So the president, when he sent the troops into D.C. to calm everything that was going on down there, a lot of people pushed back, called it fascism. One of them was a gentleman who worked actually for the Department of Justice, and he was out there protesting, yelling, screaming obscenities and carrying on at federal troops. And he took the sandwich and he had it in his hand and he chucked it at the chest of a officer. Here's a report from Fox News.
Prosecutors telling jurors Sean Dunn broke the law when he hit a Customs and Border Protection agent with his sub sandwich in August. The CBP agent testifying the sub hit his chest hard enough that he could feel it through his ballistic vest, recalling smelling the onions and the mustard. Defense attorneys say throwing a sandwich is not a forcible offense, arguing Dunn is being targeted for his political speech and calling for jurors to acquit him. Dunn, a 37-year-old former Justice Department employee, has pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor assault. He was caught on camera throwing the sub in Washington, D.C. days after President Trump deployed federal agents as part of an effort to fight crime. The clip going viral, earning him the nickname Sandwich Guy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
So they put him before the grand jury. They didn't indict him on a serious charge, but they did charge him locally with the misdemeanor. I want to get your thoughts, because, again, there's times where I think I'm just losing it. When you look at something like that and it's not universally reviled. And this is just a little piece, because people are saying the same thing about Jay Jones. He's now going to be our new attorney general. How do you elect somebody like that, that had that mindset, that actually would send that text message over and then double down in a phone call, triple down, going, you don't understand. People have to feel pain, and I want them to feel that pain so they can see my way, and then they can change their votes. I don't think that way. I just don't think that way. So maybe that's too tall of a mountain for me to figure out, too tall of a hill to climb. This one seems pretty easy for me. I want to see what you all think. 833-804-1148. Jeremy, if you want to open up the phone lines, I'll take a telephone call or two on this as well. 833-804-1148. But folks, that means we got to hurry up and get to it. Sandwich guy is out there protesting the president sending troops in to stop the carjackings, to stop the muggings, to stop the nonsense that's going on in D.C., perfectly within his rights because it's a federal city and they fall under the jurisdiction of the federal government. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. He has every right to do that. It's different than sending him to California, Illinois, or whatever else, but this one he absolutely has within his powers to do as he did it. No doubt about it. And if you want to go out there and protest, what would you protest? I don't want police officers stopping crime. I don't want police officers finding people carrying illegal guns. I don't want federal officers, ICE, CBP out there, National Guard helping stop the muggings and the carjackings. The carjackings were completely out of control in D.C. Young kids were carjacking because they know they'd be charged as minors and wouldn't face much of a penalty. And the crews, not gangs, crews, would find these young kids, have them boost the car, commit the crime, knowing that if they got pinched, they were going to get off pretty easy, and then they can put that as the way that they would get these stolen cars and take it along. And it was a bigger thing than just a couple kids carjacking and joyriding. It was out of control. It sends the troops in. And this guy who works for the Department of Justice, not the Department of the Interior, not the Department of Dogs and Ponies, the Department of Justice. Do you get the irony of that? You work for the Department of Justice and you're going to stand there and throw a sandwich at a cop, hurl it at him after you're standing there cursing at him for following the commander-in-chief's orders?
You know, Rich, when I'm hearing that particular report, I don't know. I think that we might be missing something here. It seems like that the big highlight of that report is the onions and the mustard. I mean, because that had to be highlighted.
Do you order the sandwich in that manner? Listen, hey.
It hit his chest. I mean, the dramatic okay. tone is that it hit his chest. But the main thing, it was the onions, the smell of the onions and the mustard.
Two things. Number one, at least he could throw.
Right.
Right? Yeah. At least he could throw. So give him credit for that. Now, did he go to Subway and actually order the sandwich? Hi, what can I get for you? I'm the Subway sandwich artist. What can I get for you? Yeah, I'm looking for the best sandwich to hurl at a cop. I'd like to have extra mustard if I can and...
extra onions?
Can you give me some... can you throw extra onions? Do you have jalapenos or anything else that you could throw at him?
Something that he can smell.
Something he can smell, yeah. Oh, that's number three. All right, I'll take the number three with extra onions that I'm going to throw at a cop. Now, did he commit food? Did he commit a food foul by taking the sandwich that he was going to eat? Now we know this guy's going to have bad breath because he has mustard and onions on that thing, right? Was that the sandwich he intended to eat, or did he go buy that sandwich to specifically hurl at the police officer with extra onions and mustard in it? I make fun of all that, Jeremy.
Well, hey, listen, you know, that was a big part of the story. So when you sit there and you highlight that, hey, you know what? It was, he could smell the onions.
He could smell.
And he could smell the mustard.
What happened? I was assaulted with onions and mustard on a Subway sandwich.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Hey, those BMTs are pretty good.
People are going to start having angst against onions and mustard. So I don't know. It might.
Okay. This is the absurdity of all this. But the bigger absurdity is, when is it okay to throw a sandwich and hit a cop?
Never.
Hello. Can somebody justify to me why this isn't a crime? And listen, you're not going to lock him up and throw away the key. You're not going to throw him into a gulag. You're not going to put him at Leavenworth. You're not going to send him up to Colorado to one of those supermax prisons. But there needs to be a repercussion. What do I always say? Jeremy, what it was from day one, what of one of the things that I've always said here? You promote what you permit. Folks, when you started having people accosting the police officers and protesting, I said this 7 months ago when I started this job, You promote what you permit. If you allow it, that means you're basically giving tacit approval. You give tacit approval, you're telling people it's okay. And we've got from yelling at cops to now throwing sandwiches at cops. And then you just had what happened down in Texas where some person decided he was going to take pot shots at the ICE officers. So what do you think a just penalty is? And don't tell me to lock him up, throw away the key. No. Should he face a punishment for hurling a sandwich at a police officer? I don't know. By the way, I don't know how these cops keep their cool. They're better men than I am. Could you imagine standing there, having to stand there stone-faced while some punk screams and yells in your face and calls you fascist, yells at you, gives you points at you, giving you the finger, standing there acting like a fool, and you've got to stand there and take it because they have the right to do that because of the free speech we have in this country? Could you imagine having to stand there and take the abuse that these officers take on a daily basis from these idiots? And then you have the insult to these proud men and women that are willing to put their lives. Remember, these are the guys that when it hits the fan, they run to the danger, not away from the danger like all the rest of us. And to have them stand there insulting on a daily basis is absolutely disgusting in my opinion. But when you cross the line of actually touching them or doing something as insulting as throwing the sandwich at him, and then you run away, again, Conan the Barbarian, the most civilized men act the most uncivilized because they don't have to worry about getting their skull cracked open. You think about this. All those people that act like idiots, all those people that are out there protesting, why do they think they can get away with that? Because they know they're protected by society, so they flaunt society's laws and use it against society to stand there and act like fools, act like idiots, protest, say things that they would never, ever, ever have the guts to walk up to somebody who isn't bound by the laws of being a police officer. No one would walk up and say that to anybody else. I always hear that, hey, take that uniform off. I'll fight you, homie. Really? You know, you say that because you know he can't, and you're a coward for doing it. The guy who throws a sandwich at him, number one, first and foremost, that guy is a coward. He did get fired from the DOJ. He's like, they're just hurting me. They don't like my political opinion. No, I don't like the fact that you're a jerk, and you have poor judgment, and you don't deserve to work at the Department of Justice. You don't deserve to work at the Department of Justice and work in that building that's about justice when you treat our law enforcement like that. And by the way, you did break the law because throwing a sandwich at somebody is a misdemeanor. Yeah, it's against the law. It's a crime. What do you guys think? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Sound off of the James River Air text line. Coming up, Chuck Zingler is going to join us in the bottom of the hour. The commissioner of the Department of Veteran Affairs. We'll talk to him about Veterans Day. We'll talk to him about the Marine Corps' 250th birthday and how just local Richmonders can help our men and women in uniform and our vets during this government shutdown. All that coming up here on News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rich, and you're listening to Richmond's Morning News here on News Radio WRVA. Let's grab a quick telephone real quick. I only got a minute here, but let me go talk to Marvin in Hopewell. Hey, Marvin, welcome. You're on News Radio WRVA.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marvin. Go ahead.
Yeah, you were talking about the officer that threw the Subway sandwich.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think he should face some type of punishment for that.
100%. I mean, it's not let's throw him in jail for the rest of his life, but I think some community service would be great. But I think you also need to make an example out of him just to tell people that's not cool. You can't do that. I can't throw a Subway sandwich at you. And by the way, I'd be wasting food, which my mom would probably get upset about. But you don't do that in polite society, do you?
No, you do not. And when you remove deterrence, that's what you get.
Say that one more time.
When you remove deterrence, proper deterrence, to keep people from doing that, it should be some type of punishment that people know that they are going to face for performing an action like that.
Right, because if there's no consequence, I'll do anything I want, right?
Anything you want. That's
all right, real
exactly
quick.
Right.
Real quick, let me ask you this. If mm-hmm. If I chucked a Subway sandwich at you and hit you as hard as I could in the chest with it, and you got mustard and onions all over you, what would you do?
I'd probably, being a sane person and not wanting to get in any kind of trouble, I would probably call the police and have you arrested for a misdemeanor.
What would you want to do?
I'm tall. I'd want to fight you.
Exactly. See? Bingo. Hey, you're the best, buddy. Appreciate the call. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. What do you guys think? Text me, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140 is the number for you to join us. Coming up on the program, Chuck Zingler will join us, Commissioner of the Department of Veterans Services. We'll talk to him about Veterans Day next week, the United States Marine Corps' 250th birthday, and how Richmonders can help our veterans during this government shutdown. All coming up next. I'm Rich Schwer. Thanks for joining us on The Voice of Virginia, celebrating 100 years of broadcasting here on News Radio WRVA. Hi, everybody. It's Rich, and you're listening to Richmond's Morning News on News Radio WRVA. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Chuck Zingler. He's the Commissioner of the Department of Veterans Services here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. He's a retired Navy captain. I had a chance to catch up with him as we celebrated the 250th birthday of the world's greatest Navy a few weeks ago at the Virginia War Memorial. By the way, tomorrow, the United States Marine Corps, the Devil Dogs, will celebrate their 250th birthday at the VA War Memorial as well. So we'll go over there. I think the ceremony starts at 10, so I'm going to head over there as soon as the show's over, hopefully catch the end of it. But that'll be something special over there as well. In fact, Commissioner Zingler is joining us right now on News Radio WRVA. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining us. You have one of the most important jobs here in the Commonwealth, making sure that we take care of the men and women that have taken care of this country, protecting our freedom, protecting our liberties by wearing the nation's cloth. So I appreciate you taking some time with us just a few days before Veterans Day. What's Veterans Day mean to you, and how can we honor these men and women that you serve on a daily basis?
Well, thank you. It means a lot because... One, I come from a family, like many of us, that have had our predecessors, our fathers, our grandfathers, in some cases our mothers and sisters, serve. I happen to be privileged to serve for 31 years. And, you know, now looking back in a year where we're celebrating 250 years of this great nation, we realize that we actually had a military, an Army, a Navy, and a Marine Corps, even before the Declaration was signed, and those service members and those veterans have delivered a lot of the freedoms that we enjoy today.
When I see a veteran wearing that faded baseball cap, and you know the look I'm talking about, they might have a Vietnam veteran cap that they've had forever, and it's maybe salt stained and it's faded. You see a lot of guys that were walking around wearing Operation Iraqi Freedom caps, and they're starting to get a little bit older now. You see people that are wearing U.S. Navy veteran cap or United States Marine Corps veteran cap. I always feel like I want to walk up and say thank you for your service, but I also don't want it to just to be so trite that they don't think I really mean it. What's the best way that you could tell a veteran when you notice something like that? Just, hey, appreciate it.
Yeah, I think recognizing it is the best way that you can. I know that it feels to some that we're being hokey, but I would not worry about it. I think that veteran, he feels it's a part of his or her persona. My father was that way until the day he passed as a very proud Marine. It was what he was all about, next to the St. Christopher Medal on his chest. And I think I would never be embarrassed to try to be genuine. And so just tell him or her that, it means something to you as well.
Well, it's funny. We saw a veteran one day. This is, my son was younger. This is probably like 5, 6, 7 years ago. We saw this veteran at an air show, and he was beat up. He was a little old man, walked with a cane, hunched over. He had his whole family around him, but they weren't paying attention to him, and he's barely keeping up with his grandkids. And you could see he was very uncomfortable, but he wanted to be there, and he had on his veteran cap. And I told my boy, go walk over and shake his hand. And my son's like, I don't want to bother him. He's with his family. I go, no, just go walk over and shake his hand and say thanks. And it took a little bit of prodding because I was just trying to teach him how you honor veterans. And he walked up and he shook the man's hand. And sir, I'm telling you, this 70-year-old man stood up ramrod straight. The look of pain left his face, and you could see the twinkle in his eyes as this 70-year-old man became the 18-year-old boot that he walked into boot camp, and you saw the pride in this man's face because nobody else is paying attention to him at all. His grandkids aren't paying attention to him, and he just kind of feels left behind. He stood up ramrod straight, and we saw him the rest of the day. He walked with pride, and one time we saw him, he didn't even use that cane anymore, and then you saw the family coming back over to him. Grandpa, what's going on with you? You could just tell that they noticed. He regained his bearing, and it was beautiful.
Rich, what a great story, right? It's those moments that we count our blessings every day when those moments happen, right? And not just for that veteran, but for that son, he'll remember it many times in a lifetime. And you do. You feel a little bit warmer inside, and you become part of something that has made this great country great.
It's pretty amazing. We're watching recruiting going through the roof right now. Before, we are missing our recruiting goals. Now we're seeing people lining up, and recruiting is back in vogue again. But once those servicemen fulfill their duty and they transition back into the general population, they become veterans. That's where your organization, your department comes in to help our veterans. We have so many of them here in Virginia. I wanted to ask you, and I don't want to get into politics with you, but right now with the government shutdown, there's a lot of services that are on pause. How is that affecting our veteran community, and what can we do to support them during these times where we're waiting to get the government up and running again?
Well, I think we've spoke a little bit about it. Already is just to tell them that they're appreciated and that, you know, we are living in a great country and we have difficult times, that doesn't make the country any poorer. Yes, what's going on today is scaring a lot of people, including our veterans, and the government is shut down and paychecks aren't going out to a lot of our servicemen and or our veterans for the benefits that they've earned, and a lot of contracts are being shuttered, and so they're not working. Heck, even the VA, which is going to work, but 90% of the VA is working and not getting a paycheck. So I think appreciating what they're going through. But there are plenty of veteran service organizations, including the Department of Veteran Services, that have programs, have grant programs, and we also have a foundation which accepts gifts, donations, and then turns around and provides that. But I think your local soup kitchens and your local veteran aid organizations are also there to help veterans that are in particular need at this time.
If you know any local organizations, or folks, if there's anybody listening that has one of those organizations that we might be able to help promote, please, you know, let us know. You can send us a text, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, because we do want to make sure that we do stand with our veterans and honor their commitment in duty to this country, and it's our duty as citizens to do the same. I saw you at the Navy's 250th birthday. It was, I sat right behind you. I thought it was a great ceremony. I love the reenactor that portrayed JPJ, John Paul Jones. It was really fun to be there. And tomorrow we're having another one. This time we're celebrating the Devil Dogs, the United States Marine Corps, and their 250th birthday. That's going to be fun tomorrow over at the Virginia War Memorial, sir.
Yeah, we're so proud of our war memorial, and tomorrow at 10 o'clock you'll have a great ceremony again for their 250th anniversary, and we'll be proud to salute the Marine Corps, and I'm guaranteeing that you'll have a lot of enthusiasm there, and then again next week on the 11th. Veterans Day, which again celebrates all of those service members and our veterans for 250 years that have given us all the freedoms that we enjoy here.
And again, I'll remind everybody, and you could help me with this, sir, because there's always confusion for civilians. Do I wish people a happy Memorial Day, or do I wish them a happy Veteran Day? Memorial Day is a day that we pay homage. We remember those that made the ultimate sacrifice, those that are in tune in our national cemeteries or around the country, and those that made that sacrifice. So we honor them on Memorial Day, and it's a solemn occasion. Remember their sacrifices. If that's what we do on Memorial Day, on Veterans Day, sir, what are we supposed to do to celebrate our veterans that have worn the nation's cloth?
I think recognizing how grateful we all are as citizens here for the service and the sacrifice for not just our service members and our veterans, but also their families.
That's one part that we sometimes forget, the sacrifice of the wives that have to hold down the home fort while they're serving overseas or deployed, or they're on an aircraft carrier somewhere halfway around the world, or the parents that sit there and have learned no news is good news, right?
Well, yes. On any given day, about a third of our active duty military and many of our Guard and Reserve are overseas. They're away from their families. They're very busy. They're working sometimes 12 and 14 hour days around the clock in strange places. And the families are raising their children and making, doing the job of both parents here at home. And so I think remembering that that our freedoms are not free, and that there are people working every day to ensure stability around the globe and keeping the peace, if you will, is a 24/7, 365 job.
100%. Sir, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of started the Tongue Tavern, recruiting Marines to serve aboard Navy ships. And I know the Marine Corps is going to be very, very proud. And, that they'll probably, more than one person will tell you that old joke, the Navy, they're part of the Department of the Navy, but they're the men's department. It's like they always like to remind everybody, but it's awfully fun when you get a chance to honor and see these Marines, because I think the one other rule everybody has to remember, once a Marine, always a Marine. There's no former Marines. You're an active duty Marine or you're a retired Marine, but you never give away that title.
We're proud of them all, and the sport of teasing is alive and well in all of our armed forces, but having served with them all, I know we have a very close bond, and we wouldn't have it any other way than to be part of a bigger team.
As long as they keep remember, just beat Army, right?
One day a year, we're to separate ourselves and to go at it a little bit.
Just
Rich,
a little
it's always
bit.
Great talking to you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and God bless America, and thanks for you and your audience.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow, sir. Thank you so much. Chuck Ziegler joining us, Commissioner of the Department of Veterans Services here on News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.